Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Al-Qadr. Now, it is mentioned in Al-Wasit, which is a tafsir of Al-Wahidi, and the tafsir of Al-Salibi, that there are certain blessings which a person who recites Surah Al-Qadr will reap. The text of both these narratives is exactly the same. However, the chains of narration are different. As far as the text is concerned, the text of Al-Wasit reads, مَنْ قَرَى سُورَةَ الْقَدْرِ أُعْطِيَ مِنْ الْأَجْرِ كَمَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ وَأَحْيَى لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ. A simple translation of this narrative would be that a person who recites Surah Qadr, he would be given reward to the extent as if a person fasts in the month of Ramadan or as if he was present in the Laylatul Qadr. So this narrative gives these blessings to a person who recites Surah Qadr. Now, as far as its chain of narration in Al-Wasit is concerned, it is marred by the fact that there are two extremely impugnant narrators, and one of them is Harun ibn Kathir, whom Abu Hatim regards as Majhul, and the other is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Mada'ini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has reported the following jarh. As far as Yahya ibn Ma'in is concerned, he says about Salam ibn Sulaym that he's laysa bishay. And another opinion attributed to him regarding Salam is that Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. Similarly, Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says ghayru siqa. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be Za'if, and Imam Bukhari says that yatakallamu fihi, that people have negatively commented upon him, and similarly at another place his words are tarakuhu, that authorities have abandoned him. An-Nisa'i regards him to be matruk, and at another place his words are laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu, then he's not trustworthy and his narratives are not written. And Abu al-Qasim al-Bughvi says Za'iful hadith chittan, that he's extremely weak in matters of hadith, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash says that he's matruk, he's been abandoned. And at another place his words are kazab, that he's a liar. So perhaps it is on this basis that Hafiz ibn Hajar says that this narrative of Al-Wasit is concocted, it is fabricated. As far as its chain of narration in the Tafsir al-Talibi is concerned, here again we find two narrators who have been severely criticized by our authorities of Rijal. One of them is Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid. Now, as far as he is concerned, Abu Hatim says that he is Za'iful Hadith. And similarly, when Muhammad ibn Ibrahim asked Abu Hatim about this particular narrative, Abu Hatim replied that it is Za'if. And Ibn Abi Hatim says that he does not know who concocted this narrative if it is not Makhlad himself. And similarly, Ibn Hibban regards Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid to be Munkar al-Hadith Chittan. As far as Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an is concerned, we find Ibn Sa'd commenting about him in the following words, فِيهِ زُعْفْ وَلَا يُحْتَجُّ بِهِ. Similarly, Ahmad ibn Hanbal is reported to have said the following comments about him, لَيْسَ بِشَيْءٍ زَعِيفُ الْحَدِيثِ. And Yahya ibn Ma'in says about him, his comments about him are Za'ifun at one place, then Laysa Bishai, and at another place Laysa Bihujja. Al-Ijli says that Yuktabu Hadithu wa Laysa Bilqawi. And according to Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al-Juzjani, he is Vahil Hadith, Za'if, and La Yuhtajju Bihi. In the opinion of Abu Zura, he is Laysa Bilqawi. Similarly, Nasai and Ibn Hajar regard him to be Za'if. So in the presence of these comments, of course, the personality of Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an is regarded to be extremely unreliable, and therefore a person like him who is present in the chain of narration of the narrative, then such a narrative cannot be regarded as reliable. So all in all, both these chains of narration are weak, and as I said earlier on, that regarding the first of them, the verdict of Hafiz ibn Hajar is that it's fabricated. So it is in our own interest that we neglect and ignore all such narratives because they are baseless and they are not correctly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The best way to reap the blessings of reading Surah Qadr and of course other surahs as well is to understand them, is to act upon them, is to understand the message they have for him, and to ignore all such narratives as these which have absolutely no basis. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.